podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Cultivating Calm, a podcast all about anxiety and how to overcome it. Anxiety can quickly overwhelm our lives with stress and worry, but this podcast works to help relieve those anxious thoughts and feelings. In this series, I will be discussing not only what anxiety is, but ways in which to calm the mind and tips on how to cope with your anxiety in new and effective ways. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cultivating Calm. This episode is all about mantras. I will be getting into what mantras are, how they can help in reducing anxiety, and providing some mantras that could help you in overcoming your anxiety. Firstly, let's get into what a mantra is. A mantra is a form of meditation using a sound, word, or phrase. According to the New World Encyclopedia, mantra is a Sanskrit word that is derived from the root word man, which means to think, and the suffix tra, which means tool, translating to instrument of thought. Mantras encompass various forms of sacred words which can be repeated silently or chanted for different purposes such as concentration and spiritual growth. Mantras have been used for a very long time in some of the most ancient cultures of the world, and scholars believe that mantras have been used since before 1000 BC. It originated in ancient India to serve and aid in meditation and devotion. Mantras have some incredible benefits, and according to Healthline, mantras increase awareness of the self in the present moment and enhance personal and spiritual growth. Mantras may also help reduce stress and promote relaxation. Some believe they can aid on the journey toward self-realization. Overall, mantras can help in reducing stress, anxiety, and depressive symptoms, improving attention, and enhancing a positive mood. The following mantras that I will be mentioning have helped me in easing anxiety, but also have helped many other people who struggle with anxiety symptoms. Let's start with the first mantra. The first mantra is, "This moment will pass." All of the moments that we have lived and that we are currently living through are only temporary. They will live on in our memory, but our everyday situations are not permanent and they will pass. The reason why this mantra works so well is because it helps you push through difficult times. Think about this. 100% of your hard days are in your past. You have gotten through every single difficult thing in your life. Remember that job interview you were worried about? That bill that you were worried about paying? The test you thought you would never pass? Those were only temporary. Those worries are gone. You persevered and got through the hard times that you thought that you can never get through, so you can and will always be able to get through current and future challenges. Remember, there are very few things in life that are permanent. Things that aren't permanent but may seem to be unchangeable may be your financial situation, your health in some cases, your love life, and even just life itself. Repeating this mantra to yourself when you feel overwhelmed will help you to focus on the present and cultivate hope for the future, helping you get through difficult times while feeling less overwhelmed. Another mantra that goes hand in hand with "this moment will pass" is, "Look how far I've come." Think of every single thing that you've been through in life. The good, the bad, the happy, and the sad. You've navigated your way through all of it. You got through it. Look how far you've come. You are stronger than you think, and you are capable of getting through anything that may seem challenging and impossible. The next mantra I am going to mention is "one day at a time." This mantra is simple. You just simply need to focus on getting through one day at a time. Focusing on one day at a time will help you to stay present and calm and get through your days more easily. With anxiety, we tend to get caught up in our past and worry about the future, but you really can't do anything about your past or your future, so focus on what you can do now, in the present, and take it one day at a time. Something else that I learned from a friend that has really helped me in getting through each day is splitting my day into quarters. Split it into 6-hour increments, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. If one of these quarters is anxiety-inducing and super stressful, that doesn't mean that the other three quarters of your day has to be. The other day, I was having a really bad day, and I received some news that made me really frustrated and anxious. It was around 12:30, and my friend told me that just because the first half of my day was bad didn't mean that the rest of my day had to be. After hearing that, I took a deep breath, talked out my feelings, took a nap, and woke up feeling calmer than I had before. This technique has really worked for me, and I hope it will do the same for you. Another mantra that adds on to taking one day at a time is, "I'll cross that bridge when I come to it." Try and stop yourself from thinking too far into the future. Tell yourself that you will deal with whatever you have to when it comes time for it. You can't change the future or what it holds, so don't stress yourself out with unnecessary worrying. I stress out all the time about upcoming tests or meetings, and I worry about what will happen to me because of them, but I can't change what will happen in the future. Instead, I have been telling myself to do things each day that I know I can do, like studying for the test so that I will be more prepared. Worrying about it won't do me any good, but being proactive about how I prepare will. Next, try repeating to yourself this mantra: "Everything will be okay." Everything really will be okay. Think of all the people in the world who have experienced difficulties and have been faced with challenges that seemed impossible to overcome, but they did just that. They overcame it. You are never alone in your experiences. Think of all the people before you who have lived through their difficulties. You can as well. I was repeating this mantra to myself when I was first preparing to move away from home and into college. I told myself that so many people have gone to college before me, and guess what? They survived. They were okay. And that means that I will be too. Also, something that I have found to reassure myself and calm my anxiety is to tell myself, "This will not make or break my life." This mantra may sound strange, but think. It is rare to come across a situation that will completely alter your life. So if you tell yourself that smaller things will not make or break your life, you will be able to distinguish between what you really need to worry about and what things you can let go of. To be happier and look forward to each day, try asking yourself each morning, "What can I see and experience today that will thrill and amaze me?" Look for small moments in your day that bring you joy and excitement. Every single day is a new start, so try and treat it like one. Look for the positive and good things every day rather than focusing on the negatives. You are in charge of your own life, so choose to feel and experience things that thrill and amaze you. Each morning I wake up and ask myself this question, and I also ask myself this question throughout the day of what I can notice that amazes me or makes me feel excited. Every day it is usually something regarding nature, such as seeing a deer outside of my bedroom window or looking at the sun setting on my way back to my room from dinner. Find those small pockets of peace in your day that bring you happiness, amazement, and joy, and you will find yourself being more calm and present. Another mantra that I want to mention that will help you in staying present and relieving anxiety is, don't go in your mind where your body is not. Anxiety causes us to constantly worry about things that just might happen. Worrying about mere possibilities will not get you anywhere, and worrying about a situation that is over with or that has not even happened yet does not change your current situation at all. I struggle with practicing this mantra the most because I tend to dwell on things in my past, such as past mistakes or embarrassments, and think about what I could have done differently in that moment to prevent it. I struggle with realizing that overthinking something that has already happened will not change that situation. That situation is done. I can't change it. So why worry about it? Why let it cause me copious amounts of stress and anxiety when that worrying is not doing anything to benefit me? Telling myself to not go in my mind where my body is not helps me to stay present and not let those past or future stressors affect me. This relates to another mantra I've mentioned, which was, I will cross that bridge when I come to it, because if you are worrying about the future, let yourself know that you're not in that state or situation yet, and that it is only happening in your mind. Hopefully, this will help you to stay in the present moment and reduce anxiety about past or future events. Something that I struggle with, as do many other people, is accepting what you cannot control. This is the next mantra. I will accept what I cannot control. There are going to be many things that impact your life, but they may be out of your control. If you can't control something that has, is, or will happen to you, you have to accept that. Otherwise, all of the worrying will be for nothing. But you can't change your situation, no matter how much you worry about it or hope that you can. Instead, try focusing on the things that you can control. For example, I can't control the test that I have coming up. I'm not making the test. I don't know exactly what will be on it, but I can control my studying, how much studying I do, the material that I study, and just overall how much I prepare for it. With any situation, focus on what you can control, and that will help you become more proactive and less anxious, because you will do all that you can to have a great outcome in the situation. This helps me transition to my next mantra, which is simply saying, oh well. It sounds really funny to just tell yourself, oh well, but I do it all the time. When you are going through something small that is causing your anxiety to spike or for your stress levels to increase, if it is something that is out of your control, just let it go. Just say, oh well, and move on. Life is way too short to sweat the small stuff. While we are on the topic of control, let's move on to the next mantra, which is this. I have control over how I feel, and I choose to feel at peace. You are the only person in charge of your mind and body, so why feel sluggish and completely overtaken by anxiety when you can choose to feel at peace? I know that our everyday experiences feel like they are dictating our lives, but they don't. Your experience don't dictate how you have to live your life. If you start to get overwhelmed with anxious feelings, stop yourself if possible and say out loud to yourself, I am at peace and I choose to feel at peace. Your mind and body will actually start to slow down if you continue to repeat this to yourself while taking deep breaths and trying to clear your mind and focus on being at peace. Remember, you are in charge of how your mind and body feel. You are always in control of yourself. Lastly, I will be talking about I am statements. There are so many I am statements that you can tell yourself, so choose some statements that make you feel the best and the most at ease. Something that I learned to increase the positive effects that I am statements have is to not only say them to myself internally, but to write them down on a mirror so that I say them out loud to my physical self as if I'm talking to another person. This has made the I am statements affect me in much greater ways than just saying them in my head. Some examples of I am statements that you can use and make your own list from are, I am not my thoughts, I am strong, I am confident, and I am only human. There are so many different ways to express I am statements, so find the ones that fit you the best. Once you say these positive and loving things to yourself, it will help you start to believe that you are those things you are telling yourself, and if you repeat them in times of need to ease your anxiety, they will help you realize your self-worth and remind you that you are strong and can get through anything. In this episode, I mentioned many mantras that will help you in overcoming your anxiety. These mantras were, this moment will pass, look how far I've come, one day at a time, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Everything will be okay. This will not make or break my life. What can I see and experience today that will thrill and amaze me? Don't go in your mind where your body is not. I will accept what I cannot control. Oh well, I have control over how I feel, and I choose to feel at peace and I am statements. These mantras are all mantras that I tell myself on a daily basis and that have really helped me in easing my anxiety, but there are also so many other mantras out there that may suit you and your needs better. So feel free to explore some other mantras that may help you. In the meantime, try saying these mantras to yourself, repeating them, and noticing how they make you feel and if they are helping you to reduce your anxiety. In the next episode, I will be talking about the ways in which anxiety affects our sleep, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of Cultivating Calm, and I'll see you next time.